Scientists in Seattle have figured out how to identify dozens of dog breeds simply by analyzing blood samples. The research is intended to help study diseases common to dogs and people, but it also reveals a few surprises about how some dog breeds are related to one another. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Genetics expert Leonid Krugliak didn't set out to uncover the dirty little secrets of Siberian Huskies and Pekingese. In his job at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, he's supposed to be working on human diseases. But he realized dogs could come in pretty handy.
So because people, love their dogs and take care of them and take them to the vet, they actually have the second best health records of any species except for humans themselves. And there is something like 350 diseases with a genetic basis described in dogs.
Many of those are human diseases, too, from heart disease and cancer to epilepsy. It's hard to study the genetics of those diseases in people because we're a pretty mixed-up lot, genetically speaking. That's not so true for purebred dogs. In fact, Krugliak's group has now found unique genetic patterns that distinguish one breed of dogs from the next.
So once we found that you could think of breeds as distinct genetic populations, we, of course, were curious to see if we could pull out relationships among breeds and start filling in some of the picture of evolution of the breeds.
Science Magazine is now publishing the result of this work. It's the most detailed family tree to date for dog breeds. And it contains some surprises. For example, Krugliak's group identified the most ancient dog breeds, those genetically closest to the wolf.
What's interesting about that collection of breeds is that they're actually breeds that are very different in terms of both where they come from geographically and in terms of their appearance. So you get breeds like the Husky and the Malamute, which are Arctic sled dogs, and people commonly think of them as quite similar to wolves and believe that there may have been recent mixing with wolves in the history of those breeds. But you also get breeds like the Pekingese Shih Tzu that are these little Asian companion lap dogs that don't look anything like wolves.
Yet genetically, they are among the most ancient breeds. On the other hand, some dogs with reputations for being ancient turn out not to be. For example, the Pharaoh Hound and the Ibuthan Hound, which are reputed to have lineages straight back to ancient Egypt, turn out to be relatively modern. They're quite possibly the creation of European breeders who wanted to reproduce the look of the stately dogs depicted on tomb carvings.
It's like buying artifacts from Egypt. You have to be very careful about what you buy.
That's Sri Kantaswamy at the University of California, Davis. Kantaswamy admires the dog research from Seattle. He also thinks it could prove quite useful to him. He runs a veterinary forensics lab, and he can imagine how helpful it could be to take a drop of dog blood from a crime scene and figure out which breed it came from. The main complication Kantaswamy sees is that most American dogs are mutts.
A lot of our cases involve mutts or outbred dogs, so purebred dog information can be used to a certain extent. But a better representation of what's actually out there would be having databases for outbred dogs, or dogs that are very commonly involved in forensics cases. Like in our case, pit bulls are usually involved in dog maulings, and therefore a strong database with regard to pit bulls is important.
Up in Seattle, Krugliak says he's still working to expand the database. So far, it covers 85 breeds, more than half of the purebred lines recognized by the American Kennel Club. Dog breeders are anxious for this information, too, not only to help reduce diseases in their lines, but to improve their ability to design new breeds. Krugliak himself isn't a dog owner, but he says the research has given him a new connection with man's best friend.
My two-year-old, who's pretty much grown up during the course of this study, when she walks down the street now, instead of saying doggy, 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 she says, spaniel or whippet or terrier, which is pretty entertaining.
It'll probably be a few years, though, before she can identify those dogs the way Daddy does, by their DNA single nucleotide polymorphisms. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.